Hello, it's Fierce Blader here again with you guys. Today I will be debating which is better, Fortnite or PUBG. Today I have with me the tech.
Hello.
In my last podcast, I talked about the Blader Fi and my opinions on him along with what happened in the newer episodes. So if you're interested about that, go check that out. Also, I hope you guys have been enjoying my podcast so far, and tell me if you want me to keep doing these. Today, I will be talking about the main thing on everybody's mind, which is better, PUBG or Fortnite. The tech and I will be expressing the 10 good and bad things about each game. Let's get started. The pros about PUBG, it's realistic. By that I mean it's more believable. Second, you can interact with other players while playing. Third, you have more choices when it comes to vehicles. Fourth, different weather in each game. That can either be daylight, sunset, rain, and fog. You have a bigger map to play on. PUBG has 3 maps. You can either have first person or third person perspective. You can customize your character. You can wear a ghillie suit to blend in with the grass. You can get crates from the sky with good loot in it. Pros about Fortnite.
The game is free on a console. You can build. You can also destroy buildings. You can download Fortnite on Samsung and iOS. It doesn't have as many buttons to clutter up the screen. You get more variety when flying on the glider, and you can change it. Unlike just having a parachute, you can customize your character. The game goes by much faster. It's easy to spot enemies, and you can set traps.
Cons about PUBG. Some glitches may happen. It costs $30 on console. You usually get the same items when opening crates. You only have one. It can be hard to spot enemies. Each game takes longer time to finish. Bad hit detection. You earn less in duos. You can't see how much damage is done to a person, and there's limited inventory.
Okay, here's some cons about Fortnite. There's no vehicles other than a golf cart. It's only available on iOS, not Samsung. That's for mobile. The map is smaller. You can't prone. It only has third-person perspective, limited inventory, and you can't survive a grenade launcher once you get hit by it. These last three will go along with PUBG and Fortnite. With you? Yeah, it could be addictive. You're playing with other strangers, so you could hear a lot of cursing. And kids will let PUBG or Fortnite get in the way of their schoolwork and responsibilities.
So, guys, that will be all for today's podcast. Hope you guys liked it. Also, remember, I'll be posting every Saturday or Sunday if I have time. Also, check out the podcast that the tech is doing. It's called the Technology Tune-Up. And comment in one of my YouTube videos which game is better, PUBG or Fortnite. Bye.